And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2016. It's the birthday of Catherine Coburn, born London, 1679. She was the daughter of a sea captain who died of the plague when she was four. Family struggled to get by. She was precocious, taught herself to read and write at an early age, came out with her first novel at the age of 14, entitled Adventures of a Young Lady, published anonymously, wrote her first play when she was just 16, wrote her first philosophical essay, The Defense of Mr. Locke's Essay of Human Understanding, and John Locke was so impressed that he sent her money. It's the birthday of William Maxwell, the novelist, the editor, born Lincoln, Illinois, 1908, wrote about small-town, middle-American life in the early 20th century, editor at the New Yorker magazine, where he edited John Cheever, J.D. Salinger, Vladimir Nabokov, and John Updike. It's the anniversary of the great geomagnetic storm of 1989, which particularly affected computers across Canada and which shut down the stock market in Toronto when the primary and backup computer systems at the stock exchange failed one right after the other. A geomagnetic storm caused by an increase in solar flares, which in turn produced a CME, a coronal mass ejection, high levels of solar radiation toward the Earth, which affected microchips and caused computer problems across North America. A similar storm the previous March had taken out the Hydro-Quebec power grid. Now that scientists are aware of the effects of geomagnetic storms, they monitor solar activity and keep an eye out for these events, which usually take about a day and a half to reach our atmosphere, a lead time that allows them to take power grids and satellites offline, protect them from permanent damage. It's the birthday of Charles Bukowski, born Andernach, Germany, 1920. His father, an American soldier, his mother was German. They moved to Los Angeles. The boy grew up there, scrawny kid, frequently attacked by bullies. Published his first book of poetry, 1959, entitled Flower, Fist, and Bestial Whale. Charles Bukowski, who said, "Bad luck for the young poet would be a rich father, an early marriage, an early success, or the ability to do anything well." It was on this day, 1896, gold was discovered in the Yukon Territory in Canada, and the Klondike Gold Rush was on. Three miners found the gold in Rabbit Creek near Dawson. Word spread among the locals. People came in to stake claims. But it took a long time for the news to reach Seattle and San Francisco. It took almost a year. But when it did, 100,000 people set off for the Yukon to try to make their fortunes. A few thousand of them struck it rich, and the rest got nothing. Famous photographs of long lines of prospectors and their pack animals trekking over the snowy mountains, all of them heavy laden because Canada required anyone coming in to bring a year's supply of provisions. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski about competition. The higher you climb, the greater the pressure. Those who manage to endure learn that the distance between the top and the bottom is obscenely great, and those who succeed know this secret. There isn't one. A poem by Charles Bukowski about competition from Sifting Through the Madness for the Word, the Line, the Way, published by Echo, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years, and by Lumosity, with a 10-minute fit test to calculate baseline scores and training programs with 50 challenging brain games. Learn more at lumosity.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.